And here he is, the beauty, Gary Harley. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, I thought I was the beauty. Good morning, everyone. Ted's already in trouble with me when I get up there. We were both on Sky Central just talking about the quiz I'm eating. And he said that I eat too much when a question was posed to him. So, Ted, be careful.
It's the truth. You can get in trouble for telling the truth.
He's a great fella, Ted. We have a lot of good fun up there. He is a terrific bloke, and all the committee and all, they're great.
Yeah, well, it looks like a good day there today. We'll have a look. The first is a maiden over 1,200. One Cutie Patui is $6. Number two, Wasama, $2.25. Three, She Strong, $17. Four, Go Lassie Go, $9.50. Five, Outward, $26. Six, Steady Rain, $51. Number seven, An Absolute Miracle, $26. Eight, Anchor Shusha is $26. Number nine, Pleasure Bomb, $5.50. Ten, Schooner Relator, $15. And 11, Sunsilk Girls, $6. Favourite, $2.25. Number two, Wasama.
Yeah, my best bet of the day. Chris Lee sending three horses up there today. They're all favourite. This is one of them. Two good seconds. It's only two starts at Cessnock and Port Macquarie. Got a ton of speed. It led at Port the other day. The winner landed a big plunge, Magpie, one of Brett Kavanagh's own by Richard Pegan. It won the race, but this horse battled on well for second. Meets an easier field today. Digger McClellan to ride. He'll hit the ground running and be very, very hard to beat. Second pick in the race, mate. I thought number nine, Pleasure Bomb, was going well enough to at least run a place. It's runs recently at Musselbrook. Two placings in the fourth were good enough. Number one, Cutie Patootie, all the way from Wellington. 3 seconds, Wellington, Narrabine and Dubbo earlier in the year. Is second up today, but is a definite each-way chance. And number 11, Sunsilk Girl. 2, 9, 1, and 11.
On a race two, Colts Geldings Entire's maiden 1,200, won the Warlord 320, two Ortez 19, three Resonite 320, four Star Alliance 61, five Supreme Streak $4, six and seven out, eight Freedom's Fire 34, number nine Rooster Cockburn is 51, number 10 Snippets of Rain 420, 11 Dicko's Mate 19. Our favourite here, we get equals, one the Warlord and three Resonite 320 each of two.
I like Resonite, only had the one runner, I'm third at Tamworth on October 29, three wide with cover, and hit the line okay. The Stablemate won the race, and it is pretty smart, Total Power. But this flag got beat 2.5, was doing his best work late. Second run, he would have benefited a lot from that run. Hitchinbrook, three-year-old, I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. Three on top, number one, the Warlord. Thought it was second pick, won a trial easy at Mudgee the other day. Five, Supreme Streak. Third pick for David Atkins. It went good on debut. Number 10, Snippets of Rain. 3, 1, 5, and 10. Now, Sean, while you're doing the market for this race, I have just got to change cars. So just take your time through the market as I pop out of my car into another one.
Oh, all right. Okay, you got to get rid of the one that you've carjacked and get into someone else's. Right, yeah. The third, one Such a Hussy is $4.60. Two Ready to Go Go, $2.80. Three I Can Hear Music, $4.20. And I Can Hear Gas Changing Cars. Four Fly Me a Miss, $6.50. Five One More Warrior, $11. Six Pretty Imperfect, $26. Seven Something Unknown is $19. Number eight King Solomon, $10. And nine Envision, $34. Now the favourite here, $2.80. Is number two Ready to Go Go, and this is the class three, 1450. How are you travelling, Gaz?
Yeah, I'm right as right.
Ah,
I had a very quick transition.
You're just slick and speedy.
I'm going up with young Nathan, the judge, the Crindy. Yep. As you know, Sparkles is on holiday, and I'm working with Shanny today, Dantel, but Nate was picking me up outside a hotel, which don't interest me because I don't drink. A quick transition. Mate, I Can Hear the Music is very hard to catch. But he's got a very good chance in this race. His two runs recently has been full of merit. That was the other day at Musselbrook, and prior to that at Scone. He runs third on both occasions. And he gets back and he runs on strong. And I think that Stingdye is a funny track. Yeah. You handle it or you don't handle it. They come down that hill, as you know. That could be a problem for horses that haven't raced there before. But this fella has never raced at Crindye, but that might bring the best out of him because, as I said, he's a funny horse and he's not easy to catch. And he is a back marker, but I think he's got a great open this race. Number two, Ready to Go Go, has won two of its last three. And in between those two, it did run second at Inverell. And Moree the other day, it annihilated that field. Won by four lengths in a very good stable here with Nathan Sinclair, a famous family in the Moree district. Nathan, his dad, Peter, and goes back to the grandparents and more. You know, they're a big name there, and they get them going really good. And I think it'll run a big race, I've got no doubt. One Such a Hussy was very good the other day at Coonabarabran on Cup Day. Got back midfield, got off heels, and hit the line hard. I thought it went really good. And number four, Fly Me a Miss, well, darted a catch at Usain Bolt, but she can run some sort of a race in this race. 3, 2, 1, and 4.
Okay, on to race four. This is the Class 1 and Maiden, 1600. Now, one is Origold. It's out. Two, Delete, $10. Three, Happens No More, 11. Four out. Five, Wild Kingdom, $1.85. Six, Marlio is 101. Seven, Miss Hanson, 41. Eight out. Nine, Stately Lady is 19. Number 10, Arlo's Way, 34. 11, Louisiana Man, 19. 12, Regal Cannon is 310. 13, Without Conviction, 21. 14, Grand Peril, 61. 15, 16 out. 7, Thracian is 151. Favourite short here, number 5, Wild Kingdom, $1.85.
I think number 5, Wild Kingdom, will win the race if he handles the Crindye track. If this was at Scone or Newcastle or somewhere, I reckon he'd bolt him. He's coming off a very good Hawkesbury maiden win. He's only a young horse, only had two runs, but he's in the Chris Lee stable, and he is pretty smart. He's drawn badly. Louise claims, but he has drawn bad. But she'll need a bit of luck. But if it has any luck at all, I think he'll be too good for them. Number 12, Regal Cannon, going well. He's in a good stable with Cameron Crockett out in the west. Three placings in a row recently. Got to be a good chance of at least, you know, running a place. Louisiana Man's going all right for Craig Martin. Two good placings, its last two. And number 2, Delete. 5, 12, 11, and 2.
All right, now Hoss has just texted. Joe Pryor has informed us that Ball of Muscle won't be going to Perth for the Winterbottom Stakes on December 1. Reasons for not going will be released later today. He was second pick in the Winterbottom at the tab. So Ball of Muscle not going to Perth for the Winterbottom. Now the fifth, One Disgraceful, $7. 2 out, 3 Baroque Girl, 11. Number 4, Dream No More, 4.60. 5 Apache Lad, $6. 6 Princess Patton, 9.50. 7 Valaro, 2.50, 8 out. 9 Maboob, 23. 10 Lucky Elixir, 8.50. And 11 Roulette Bills, 71. Favourite 7 Valaro, $2.50.
Mate, look, I can't take $2.50 Valaro. He might win the race. He's probably got more ability than him. But he can do a few things wrong. He's coming off a couple of highways where he was beaten, you know, quite a few lengths in those races in town by the North Coast Gallop on Mina Harker. I'd beat 3 at Randwick and then he got beat 4.9 at Randwick. But it's Stone first up when young Cameron was pretty confident about him. He missed a kick up there and he ended up coming from way back to run second in that race. But all I can say is that he's got plenty of talent. He's just got to put it together on the day, and it is Crindye. I went with number 6, Princess Patton, at $9.50. Only run on the track at 1, gets back, she hits the line hard, and in a much better field than this, she was beaten less than 2 lengths in that cup race at Musselbrook just recently on the 4th of November on the Sunday by Pippi's Pride and Miami Day. Now, they are much better horses than what's in this race today. Just got to put it together. She will get back. She's got barrier 1. Got to get to the outside. That's what she likes to do. And run home down the hill up there. Number 4, Dream No More. It'll probably lead and be very hard to run down. It finished well behind Princess Patton the other day at Musselbrook. But it led all the way prior to that out in the west. If it gets its own way, it's very hard to run down. Got to throw Valaro in. And number 1, Disgraceful. That was a big winner, this former South Australian or Victorian first up at Scone, and then it went to Rose Hill in a benchmark 78, and they were too good for it. Not without a chance, mate. 6-4, 7-1.
Right, on the benchmark, 58,000, race 6, 1 out, 2 Rosetta's Comet is $5, 3 Directory, 340, 4 Starrick, 23, 5 Take the Mountain, 10, 6 Terravet, $6, 7 Raheen Lady, 380, 8 Bite the Media, 9, number 9 Kosher Smart, $9, and 10 is out. Favourite is $3.40, number 3 Directory.
It'll be hard to beat, Sean. Nick Mitchell, he became a father only just recently, Nick. He might be here to celebrate today, but this horse won really good at Port Macquarie. Got a mile back, which it does do. That's its caper. It really hit the line. And then last start, up there, slow out, back third last. I don't have a lot of ground in the last 200, but it run fourth. I've seen it race very well at Newcastle before, but it is a get-back horse. Greg Ryan rides, and E-style of riding will suit the horse, no doubt. Patient, and let it run home. Number 7, Raheen Lady. In good form for Connie Gregg, coming over from the west, run a couple of placings lately. Certainly gives it a chance in this race. Number 2, Rosetta's Comet. Not without a hope. Filed at Armidale the other day, but it won up there. Gives it 2 or 3 runs back. And number 6, Terravet. It'll get back and run on. It's not without a chance either. Wide open race. 3, 7, 2, and 6.
Right, and our news through from Racing New South Wales, Stewart's Border Muscle was found to have bled from both nostrils following its barrier trial at Canterbury this morning, and Border Muscle now incurs the mandatory 3-month ban from racing. So that's the reason why it's not going to Perth for the winter bottom. I hope all's okay there for the future for Border Muscle. Now, the 7th today, and benchmark 58 over 1,000, 1 Dan Roy, $9, 2 OY, 390, 3 Call Me Brad is $9, 4 I Am Dynamic, 5 Manabar, 420, 6 Onya, 18, 7 Smoky Eyes, 18. Number 8, On Your Offer, 41. Number 9, Grass Cutter, 12. 10, 1 Tin Soldier, 51. 11, Zippy Hippie, 14. 12, Star of Zoo, 18. Favourite, 390. Number 2, OY.
Now, the two stable mates, I Am Dynamic and OY, clashed in a race at Moree the other day. OY runs second, come from last. Does get way back. It got beat a long head. Or a little bit more. I Am Dynamic run third. It finished, you know, another neck or so behind the other one. Oh, why? There were excuses for I Am Dynamic. I'm going to put it on top. Peter Sinclair's got a post. And I think it can win today. It's been placed here before. And Barry's okay. And Greg Ryan rides it. Both horses get back last or near last. They're back marked. But they can scoot home down this hill at Glendive, and that's what I'm expecting them to do. Four I Am Dynamic on top. I'm going to put number 5 in for second, Manabar. Got beat that come by chance, I think it was the other day. But I wouldn't read too much into that. Its form last time it was terrific, including a couple of big wins up here in the northwest. OY's got to go in for third. Barrier 1, but it will be a long way back. And Dan Roy, 4, 5, 2, and 1.
Okay, now any good things there?
Yeah, the first. Chris Lee's in the first. Race 1, number 2, was Sama. I think that's the only good thing of the day. If Wild Kingdom takes a like into Crindai, he'll just win. But he's $1.85 at the stablemate a little bit later on. But that's my best. Race 1, number 2, was Sama. Digger McClellan riding. He's got a couple of good rides for Chris. Gibbo's not here today. I'm sure he got suspended. Yeah, Gibbo got suspended at Muscle Brook. It might have been Melbourne Cup Day or the Sunday, and I think that's the reason he's not here today. He's only out for a week. And Josh Adams isn't riding it. Have you got that, Sean?
No, I'll double check in.
I understand that Josh Adams won't be riding at the meeting.
All right, terrific. Okay, we'll get replacements there. All righty, we will hear you later on with the late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, mate, it's a beautiful day as we're driving up. Looks great. Mm. They've got 2 meetings this month, Crindai. There's another one in a couple of weeks' time, I think, before the end of the month. Love going up there. Good drive and good people. And normally we can back a winner there, Sean, which is most important.
Well, it's very important, and I like that confidence. That's what we want. Nice to know you're up in the bit.
Good on you, mate. be
good
warned,
on you, Gary.
Pretty be warned. Apart from the first one and Wild Kingdom, I think it's a pretty tough day.
All right. Well, it could be a bit of value. All right. Good on you, Gary. Yeah. Talk to you later on.